T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a report that surfaced this weekend. The United Nations, one of the chief officials for the United Nations, says cybersecurity is up 600% currently through the pandemic. What's your reaction to that, and does that surprise you at all?
It doesn't really surprise me at all. In fact, we've seen a considerable uptick in the number of cases that we've been asked to help with. If you think about it, you know, we've had a corporate attack surface for many, many years that, you know, corporations have tried to protect and defend against some of these things. Well, since COVID, and we've pushed people to these remote workforces, we've now exponentially expanded the attack surface, right? So not only do you have to worry about your corporate environment and the data and resources contained therein, but now you have to worry about all these remote users, some of them which are on corporate assets that the corporation can protect a little bit. Others are on personal computers, but access is given to these remote users to the corporate resources. And obviously, those remote users are under significant phishing attacks and other types of attacks that could allow for credential scraping, for remote access, and then access to not only those remote devices, but also corporate devices. As another statistic, I know I saw that that one stat you mentioned, but the FBI, the IC3, or the Internet Crime Complaint Center, has reported just last month that they've seen a 3,000 to 4,000 claims per day increase since the COVID epidemic has occurred. We're also seeing a tremendous amount of targeted phishing attacks against hospitals and healthcare organizations, obviously using COVID. And the fear around that is a trigger, and also a lot of government agency impersonation going on in relation to PPP and the CARES Act and other things. Again, trying to prey on vulnerable corporations that are looking for federal assistance and other ways to kind of manage and get through this thing. And the adversary has got nothing but time, and they're using this type of a crisis to exploit it, like a famous quote once said, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, I can tell you the adversaries are not letting a good crisis go to waste.
So basically what I'm getting from you is that, of course, it makes sense. It's almost common sense there'd be more cybercrime because there is such a massive portion of the population that suddenly had to go to a more online work environment, and they likely don't have the same protection that a major corporation would if they worked from that office building.
That's exactly right. And plus, you know, they're playing on the fears and the anxiety of people, right? I mean, so there's a heightened awareness around information relating to COVID, right? And so people are more subject to possibly click on a phishing email or an email that looks like it's coming from the SBA or the CDC as it relates to COVID and maybe their application process and things. So with that heightened awareness, you have a heightened ability or increased ability to capitalize on some of these attacks. For example, you know, we practice what we preach at Avalon, and we do quarterly email phishing campaigns of all of our employees, almost 200 employees, and we do them quarterly. And the last one we just did a month or so ago, we used a spoof email campaign related around COVID. And normally we score really well. We're in the like less than 3%, less than 2% of our employees actually fall for a phishing campaign that we're testing them against. This was a double-digit number for the first time ever in our testing. So it just kind of goes to show that, you know, people are tuned in and they're anxious and starving for information. And that's just what the adversaries look to exploit.
Is there any connection with a program like Zoom, where it seems everyone is now using that in order to conduct meetings? Has there been issues with Zoom and information leaking through programs like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Any kind of application that's running on your computer, right, is susceptible. So if you're not taking the regular precautions of keeping your systems updated, keeping antivirus up to date, employing an endpoint monitoring tool so that, you know, your corporation can actually monitor the types of hacking type activities that's occurring on those machines, you know, any application, whether it be Zoom, whether it be Skype, whether it be Slack, whether it be, you know, even your just everyday email, is going to be susceptible to compromise if you've been compromised or that machine's been compromised through an email credential scraping type of activity or some other social engineering activity. Once they get on your box, anything you're doing, they can see and have access to. So to your point, is Zoom a catalyst to this? Not necessarily, but is it a sort of a byproduct and a potential sort of outcome of some of the weaknesses that we're facing here today by not securing the rest of our environments and having applications that we're using to communicate sensitive information? In fact, you know, file sharing and audio and things, by not having a secure device and running those applications on secure devices can certainly leave you more susceptible.
What is your best advice to someone who now didn't have to worry about this 2 months ago? What is your best advice for them to keep their information protected, their company protected, and avoid phishing emails and scams like that? Just like in general, what's your best advice for people to protect themselves?
So sort of the common denominator here is the corporate responsibility, right? I mean, you can't put this on your workers because they're not sophisticated. They're not IT people. They're just going home and trying to work, right? And so the responsibility really lies with the corporation to provide a secure, protected environment for those workers. So there's a lot of things you can do. Some of them are technology-based, some of them are policy and procedure-based, but overall, you know, the key is to deploy certain security. I mean, a lot of us rush to remote workforces really fast, and we didn't consider security as much as we maybe should have, and now we're kind of going back and saying, okay, need to look at this. So allowing users to connect to your corporate environment over a secure VPN with two-factor authentication, right? So it gives it one more step of authentication for that user to connect to your corporate environment, then get a code in order to actually get to the resources. You know, providing some sort of, you know, antivirus isn't enough today. We all know that. Antivirus is about 30% effective. So if you're pushing out remote devices and all you have is antivirus on them, you're probably asking for a problem. You should be looking at endpoint detection and response technologies, technologies that actually sit on that device and monitor for hacking type behavior, not just file-based behavior or, you know, viruses or malware, because again, that's only about 30% effective. You're looking for the type of activity that hackers use to exploit systems. So by, you know, having a secure communication authentication protocol, whether it be VPN with some two-factor authentication, making sure you have two-factor on your Office 365 email, validating who users are, having access control lists as to who can access what within your corporate environment, and monitoring. I mean, the whole thing is inspect what you expect, right? And if you just throw it out there and say, well, I'm hoping for the best, you know, as opposed to, no, I'm throwing it out there and I got tools on it and I can watch it and I can monitor it and I can be alerted if something bad is going south on me and I can react, right? It's all about detection and response.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.